أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, we've been looking at section 4, which is the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments, and this is from Ayat 23 to 39. We looked at Ubudiyah, which was the first one, obedience to the Creator. Then we looked at our responsibilities, our respect, and our ihsan towards our parents. And now we will continue with the other commandments. So let's look at Ayah 26. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَكَّهُ. And give those who are closest to you, the relatives, their rights. And then he says, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, and the one in financial need, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and the traveler, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا, and do not waste. So, let's start with the first bit, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَكَّهُ. Well, this may mean to maintain good relations with one's closest relationships, to visit them often, to keep silat al-raham, to keep that relationship with them. In essence, one should give individual attention to every single family member and be able to look after them. Then it says, wal miskeen, those who are financially in need. And this is a hierarchy. Then wabna sabil, the traveler who might require food or accommodation. In our day and time, it could also mean the refugee. And then the word used for wastefulness is tubadhir tabdhira. Badhara is to take a seed and to throw it. And the word is used to describe a person who is irresponsible in his spending, reminding him that there are those who are in need to be taken care of rather than wrongful wastage. Then Allah elaborates on them. He says, Innal mubadhirina, those who irresponsibly spend and waste, kanu ikhwan ash-shayatin, they are the siblings of the shayateen. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا, and certainly shaitan has always been one of those who was disobedient to his Rabb, who covered up the truth about his Rabb. Ayah 28. Now, say this is my responsibility, to be able to give my near relations their rights, to be able to help those in financial need, and then to be able to help the refugee on the traveler. And say, I can't do it because I'm finding it really difficult myself to make ends meet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us how to behave with this. He says, وَإِمَّا تُعْرِذَنَّ عَنْهُمْ, if you have to turn them away. Why? ابْتِغَى رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ, because you too are seeking the mercy of your Rabb. You too are finding it very difficult. You don't have the provision to be able to give more, to give away. He says, تَرْجُوهَا فَكُلَّهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا, when you turn them away, speak to them gently. In other words, if you cannot help, let them down gently, giving the asker hope, explaining that you are in a similar situation of need, and as and when you are able to help, you will always be there to help. Let's look at the next ayah, ayah 29. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ أُنُقِكَ. The imagery is, he says, don't put your hands as if it is tied to your neck. So that implies an inability to reach into one's pocket. It's a metaphorical reference to miserliness, which is condemned in the Quran. And then on the other side, it says, وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ, and don't extend it as far as you can go. So basically it's saying, don't be over generous. Don't just be over wasteful as such. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْصُورًا, because if you do that, then you will become blameworthy and regretful. So to paraphrase it, don't be stingy and don't be wasteful. Don't extend out to all transactions. And then in ayah 30 he says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ, Indeed, your Rabb extends provision to whoever he wants and he holds back. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. He is ever concerned and all-seeing about his servants. So the ayah again relates to helping others. We do our part in helping, but ultimately it's divinity who gives or holds back. And then ayah 31. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Do not kill your children for fear of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We provide for them and for you. إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ قِطْعًا كَبِيرًا. Indeed, their killing is a great sin. This is quite self-explanatory. And then ayah 32. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't go near unlawful intimacy. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. It is a shameless and evil path. In other words, find a respectable way to conduct a relationship in order to respect social boundaries. And then ayah 33. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Don't kill anyone whom Allah has forbidden except for a just cause. وَمَنْ كُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Whoever has been killed wrongfully, then we have given authority for his guardian and his family, and they shouldn't exceed the limits. Certainly, he will be helped. That means the guardian and the family will be helped by the justice of law. So, paraphrasing that, don't take a life unlawfully. And if that happens, then the family of the victim has a right to decide the recompense and or the punishment for the criminal. And then ayah 34. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُ. Don't go near the wealth of an orphan except in the way that is best for them until he or she reaches maturity. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْأَحَدِ. And fulfill your promises. إِنَّ الْأَحْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. Your promises will be questioned. No doubt, they will be questioned. So we've covered 8 of the 10 commandments. Obedience to the Creator. Respect and ihsan to parents. Responsibility towards relations, the needy and the refugees. 4, not to be stingy nor to be wasteful. 5, not to kill children for fear of poverty. 6, not to go near unlawful intimacy. 7, not to take a life. And 8, to protect the property of orphans. Inshallah, we will complete the next 2 or the last 2 tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.